The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You did not choose me, but I chose you, Jesus said. What a strange thing for Jesus to say, don't you think? Especially given all his talk about friendship and love. I mean, everything is going along just fine in this sermon of his about the vine and the branches. Just listen. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love, Jesus said. That's certainly nice, isn't it? When you abide in my love, you will keep my commandments, Jesus continues. Well, you know, everybody loves a challenge, and Jesus' commandments here provide a good one. A bit strenuous, perhaps. Still, how are we to grow spiritually if we never exercise? Plus, what kind of a religious leader would Jesus be if he didn't give us something to do? I mean, who wants to be like Mary, just sitting at the feet of Jesus while her sister Martha does all the work? How boring is that? I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete, Jesus says. Joy. Now that's something with which we can all resonate. I once had a church call committee tell me that joy was the purpose of worship in their congregation. How do you like that? Perhaps they were onto something. This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Just think. All we have to do is love one another. Maybe the Beatles had it right all along. All you need is love. Plus, you are my friends when you do what I command. No longer servants, but I have called you friends. No heavy agenda here, just friends of Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. You might even order a bobblehead Jesus for your dash so that wherever you go, you and your homeboy will be right there together. Until this point, Jesus' sermon, everything is reasonably under control. But then, out of nowhere, Jesus said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." What a way to break up our cozy little friendship, don't you think? What a way to put us in our place. What a way to take away our control and all semblance of that unicorn that we love so much, free will. Oh no, could it be that he really is the vine and we are just the branches? Could it be that he really is almighty and we're not? Could it be that we really can't do anything? Could it be that God's will is actually being done apart from what we say, want, believe, or even think about it? Oh, perish the thought. God is God, and we're not? He's not even the co-pilot. He's actually the pilot. Can it be? It can't be as bad as all of that, right? Indeed, it is. Listen to it again. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And with those nine words, Jesus brings down our whole house of cards. Or, to hear the Apostle Paul tell it, every mouth is silenced. And just so, the truth is finally out. We didn't seek friendship with Jesus, but rather he has decided to befriend us. And this we know to be true, because he has in fact laid down his life for those whom he calls friends, a.k.a. his betrayers. That, and that alone, is why I say to you that you are forgiven without condition by your Heavenly Father for Christ's sake. No, we didn't seek Jesus, but that's over now, for good. He chose you. He chose you in the font where he called you by name and promised to be with you always. He chooses you at the communion rail where he gives you his body and blood for your forgiveness. And his choice, well, it does something really miraculous. His choice produces fruit, the fruit of trust. Trust that nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate you from his love. So, abide in his love. That is, listen to his love. It's for you. Amen.